Good morning, church. It's great to be here again, isn't it? Thank you, worship team, for a wonderful series of music and songs. For those of you who are not familiar with what we're doing here, we are running a series during the Sundays of January simply called Journeys. Journeys in our lives. What things have we done? Where have we come from? Where are we going? How have we overcome some of the obstacles that have been thrown up? And it's a pleasure this morning to introduce Monica Petrini. Now, many of you will really only know Monica like I do. You see her as that wonderful person who, when Rob falls apart, she sort of helps put him back together. And she's there as a helpmeet and a rock who he leans on, I'm sure, and I know. But there's actually a much better story than that and a much deeper story than that to Monica. And I hope she's going to help us understand some of that this morning. And I want her to begin by telling us her background, like the other people have. Where has she come from, and what has that meant in her life?
So, good morning. Come on. So, I was actually raised and grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. That's northern America, not far from Pennsylvania, if anybody knows where that is, or New York, if you keep going towards the East Coast. But I was born in Mexico, so I'm actually Mexican and a bit of a mix. My dad's also Northern European, so I grew up with a lot of culture mixed up there. But it was a confusing time when I went to school and started getting picked on and called names for being Mexican. I had pretty weird bullying, and I didn't understand it. And I also heard other people being called names for where they were from, so it was made a big impression on me growing up. It was interesting growing up bilingual because at home it's sort of like, oh, I gotta speak Spanish at home. It's kind of a rule, but it was great later on in life and appreciated my parents pushing for that. But it was great when you're in the shops and you didn't want anyone to understand you. So sometimes my sister and I would be like, oh, in Spanish. But every once in a while we got called out when the people we were talking about would continue their conversation in Spanish. And you're like, oh, man, you just want to crawl in a hole. So that was fun. And then it was funny because English at school, and then I didn't want to speak Spanish at home, and I was all English. But it was just a funny bicultural kind of thing. I did travel back and forth from Mexico growing up, and I found that I felt like colors were brighter, life was more interesting in Mexico. So that was a really interesting thing in my teenage years to kind of connect with my Mexican background and to see that that was actually really awesome and not embarrassing and beautiful. And so that was an amazing background.
Why did your folks come to the States?
My dad got a job. He's an engineer in Mexico City, and that's where I was born, Mexico City. But he got a job in America in Ohio and continued to be an engineer for 30 years or something there. Yeah, and dragged my poor mom, who spoke a little English.
Presumably they came legally.
Yes, I actually... So one of the names you can be called if you're Mexican is Wetpack. And a lot of people in New Zealand wouldn't understand that. But if you know the geography between where Trump wants to build the wall, there's a river. And that large river is where some people literally swim to get across the border and get to America where they can have a better life. But I flew on American Airlines, thank you very much, and have my passport to prove it. So yeah, did it the legal way, but feel for my brothers and sisters who don't have a choice in some ways, yeah. So I grew up the oldest of four. I was mischievous. We got in a lot of trouble. I have two younger brothers and a younger sister. My dad worked. Mom stayed at home, which is different in New Zealand. Very, very many moms working. I thought it was normal upbringing. Winter snow in the winter. Sorry, snow and blizzards in the winter, and just crazy growing up with that cool white Christmas. Very different here. I grew up in a mix of cultures of people who had also immigrated. So I grew up with my family being the Colombians and Argentinians in the neighborhood and in the area, and we'd have these huge Christmases. So I grew up very Catholic, went to church on Sunday, so that kind of background. Grew up in the summers then, they were hot, and spent a lot of time at the pool because we didn't have beautiful ocean, and the lake was gross growing up. It got better later on, but I grew up near Lake Erie. So growing up, playing in the neighborhood with the kids, one of my favorite memories is catching lightning bugs or fireflies. Have you guys ever seen those? It was just the bomb.
Anyone seen a firefly?
They literally glow in the dark, and they flick, and they flick. They're trying to find a mate now, I know, but we just thought it was cool as. And so, we just go around and collect them in jars and make holes, and they smelled really weird after a couple days, but they were really cool. So that was one of my favorite memories. You guys don't have fireflies, so it's kind of sad, but I think my girls have since seen them. So, like I said, I grew up Catholic, so kind of an understanding of God in the background. Sunday, and then... there was CCD, and I just looked up what CCD stands for. It's called Confraternity, Christian Doctrine. I never knew what it stood for until today. But I grew up going, like, Monday night. I didn't go to Girl Guides because I had to go to CCD and learn about my Catholic background. So that was interesting. I knew God, but he was distant, kind of a little bit far away. And I knew you could pray to him, but I didn't feel like he was very helpful. Maybe judging, watching. So... and then life took a twist. My dad was a bit of a drinker, and he just drank more and more as I grew up. And by intermediate in high school, he was very abusive and very criticizing of me and my brothers and sister. With that and sort of being picked on at school a bit, I sort of started to feel like I didn't fit in, and those words and stuff really stuck. And I started to think very little of myself. High school was tough. There was a lot of anxiety. And I didn't have a lot of friends that I can talk to about my dad being abusive and an alcoholic. I had like one friend in high school who's still my friend, cool. And so I developed that kind of anxiety and worries and stuff that you do in high school anyway. But so it took it to a new place. My mother, thank God, divorced my dad. That was actually kind of a sad thing to see that we needed. And that just the separation between us and my dad was the first time we had a lot of peace in my house. So my brothers and sisters finished high school and lived with mom until we went to uni and all that. But it was a very different life having that peace. So I finished high school and I went to two universities. And the last one I went to was Pennsylvania State University, if anybody knows that place. That was like the last 3 years there. And I worked very hard, struggled. It was expensive and there wasn't a lot of monetary support and all that. As you know, the students here understand. I cannot look a packet of Kraft macaroni and cheese. I can't look at it. It makes me sick. So
very, very famous university, right up there in the league tables. And
but when you went to the dairy, that was the 25-cent packet. Oh my gosh, I cannot. Anyway, for some people, it's the noodles, Habella. So when I got the money, I'd buy a bagel with cream cheese, and it was like anyway.
So how did this Catholic difficult family situation, did that contribute to your personal faith journey, and did that lead on to a personal faith journey? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. So in uni, I actually, some of it, the eye-opening bit about going to uni and going to Mexico is I saw there was a different life and there was a different culture and acceptance of people. I'll just segue to that in a second. And so on one hand, I was like this angry, anxious, sort of depressive person struggling. But in another way, I saw myself as, I'm going to study architecture. I'm going to move forward and get past my anger and my dad. I'll prove myself. And it was sort of an interesting thing. I traveled to Italy that last year of my studies. I'll just segue into my faith journey. But I traveled to Italy, and it was just amazing, meeting more people, more languages, more culture, and I just loved the history. And I met this really cute guy. So it was pretty amazing, too. So, And then when I came back from that trip, I came back with my cool new boyfriend, Rob, and actually had an interesting exchange with, I finished my degree, had a new boyfriend, and I actually met Jesus after that, so that was pretty amazing. So now, my life now is, I have a totally different family. I have three siblings who know the Lord as well, which is pretty amazing. So when we were like four out of four, it was pretty amazing, just saying. And now I married the awesome boyfriend, and I have three beautiful daughters, so good stuff. All right, so try not to read, sorry. Faith journey. So I grew up with my Catholic background, and each week went to church. Knew God was powerful, but yeah, just that not understanding of its personal relationship. But in all of that, it changed when I met a Christian at university. Believe it or not, the first reborn Christian I ever met in my life was in uni. And she shared about being reborn. And there was an exchange there. And then after I met Rob and came back to America, my brother confronted me and had a conversation and shared about Jesus and his faith walk. And I gave my life completely to the Lord. So that was a very amazing exchange because my brothers and sister had been praying for me for a long time. I was the hardest nut. So I still was in my journey, and I was still depressed and had to deal with some stuff, but it was amazing to discover that it was a good thing to be a woman, to be of mixed culture, to be of these different heritage mixed, and I just thought it was amazing to be, that was beautiful in God's eyes. That was really different to me. It changed the way I thought about myself a lot. And in that, I really celebrate cultures and language and people, and I just think that's the most amazing, beautiful thing. So now I had a relationship with God the Father that was personal, and I went on this journey of healing of my mind and my spirit, and I worked through the depression and the anxiety. I had counselors in the older years, and I just cannot say enough, get help. Don't feel like you're on your own. It's amazing to get the tools and the right thinking. I learned a lot how to connect better with God as well, with Christians and small groups and church. And I found my own personal thing is journaling. So I just really love to journal. And unfortunately, those are all going to have to be burnt in a big bonfire one day. You're not allowed to read them, Bella.
You all know what she means by journaling. How many of us have journaled at some time in their lives? I found it amazing.
It was like the only way you could do quiet time back in the day, I guess. But for me, it actually really made a big difference. So, yeah, just kind of writing to God or about my day or huge things. Anyway, so my journey over the years have taken me to many places, as you know. I've traveled a lot, but I love that I've connected with people in those places. But every time you leave a piece of your heart. So I have a lot of little pieces of my heart all over the world with all those friendships. Facebook doesn't do it justice. So continuing to grow in my faith, amazing people around me. Everywhere I've moved, God has provided amazing friendships and places and churches. Not always the same, but I love that in my journey I've grown to appreciate being a mom and the good and the bad and being a wife and all that. So yeah, it's been an interesting interweaving of my spiritual journey and who I am and how to show that in my ministries with kids and youth and women's ministry. So yeah, that's...
You've talked about some of the bumps in the road already, but do you want to just perhaps talk about a few more and how God's helped you through them?
Definitely. So I'd say the biggest bumps in my faith journey were the struggle of self-doubt and just starting to believe those words that were spoken over me when I was young and those things that were said to me. When I had that self-doubt and started thinking that, or if anxiety or depression started to sneak up on me during the tough times, which there are in everyone's journey. But in those times, getting closer to God, spending that time with him, just removing myself from everything and having that moment with him was just huge for me. I used to run 3 times a week, and I'd have these amazing quiet times running, which is, some people can appreciate that. You get a runner's high, I mean, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, you're in the zone. Now my knees can't take it, so I struggle with that, but I still love going out in nature and doing that as well. But yeah, just moving a lot have been huge bumps in the road too. Huge. Moving and changing and losing all your friendships and all your support, and it's like starting all over again is hard. But God's been in that too, and providing family that I could never have dreamed of or imagined in places where we moved, and connecting with people there. So I feel like I have a lot of brothers and sisters for reals everywhere, so it's pretty cool. And yeah, just in the really tough times, if I needed more counseling or more tools, definitely pressing into my small groups, different ones at different seasons have been amazing. And just remembering to spend that time with God and remembering who I am in Him was huge. And so I look back and see all the things that I've overcome, and I'm just really grateful God's given me the strength, the clarity, and the energy to press through and get through those things. And you guys know me for my energy, so it's kind of like, ooh, plug into the God energy is even better. So, good stuff.
Just one more question, which I didn't have down, but seems to me is really important. You know, you guys have the most amazing cross-cultural family. You know, you're Armenian, Italian, Australian,
whatever.
Egyptian,
who
whatever.
And you're, he had it, a whole bunch of them.
Sorry, I missed the Armenian was someone else, but
no, that's okay.
And you've got this Mexican,
German, Hungarian,
German,
Italian,
American, and you've come here to little old New Zealand. I mean, what do you think that means? What would be a message for us as a church in terms of how we embrace these things? Do you have a?
I think it's amazing and beautiful to be here and see the culture that's here and watching this tiny beginnings of it mixing and becoming what God would want it to be is just a real embracing. Like, I just feel like so many nations are here and watching with bated breath to see what are the people going to do? What are the Maori and the original people, settlers, going to do? And they need to lead and be the ones that show how is this country going to be this new people? Because it's just crazy how many people are coming in immigration and stuff, and how are we going to, especially as Christians, how are we going to show that amazing love and God's, just as if they can see how God sees them, how are we going to show that to them? So get out there and do that for sure. Just be God to them, and it's just amazing. Yeah.
And anything else you want to say, finishing up, and also any points you'd like us to pray for? And I'm going to ask Bron to come up and join us. Wherever she is. Where are you, Bron? Can you get out? Yeah.
So just real quick, one my favorite verse, or the verse that I've clung to over the times that I've struggled, has been 2 Timothy 1:7. So, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So that's been huge to me. And so many more verses, I'm sure, but just prayer for God to continue growing me and using me to help others meet and grow in Him, and to be His hands and feet at my new job, which I'm now in architecture again, woo! And as well as at church, and to the youth and the people I meet, and to my family. I have non-Christian family in my life as well, but my family around me and my neighbors and stuff. So, yeah, just for God's wisdom, strength, and love in all that I do. That would be amazing.
Praise God. Come and join us, Bron, and we'll pray for Monica.
My pleasure. Family, would you like to stand with us as we pray? Father God, we just want to absolutely pour blessing upon this woman. Thank you that along with Rob, you brought Monica to us. Father, I thank you for the journey that she has been on and the story that stands behind that journey, a story of your love and redemption and healing, a story of openness and humility. Father, I thank you for the incredible example that she sets, an example of your love and her love for you and her willingness to stand alongside Rob in ministry, and that in that, Lord, you have given her special areas that are for her alone. Father, I pray that you would bless the things that you would have her put her hands to this year. We pray for her areas of ministry. We also pray for her new job, and we thank you for the blessing that that has been. We pray that you would show her how she can be your hands and feet in that place. Father, I pray for the whole family. Lord, that you would be with them this year as they just travel through. We pray for Rob. We pray for Monica. We pray for Bella as she's come back to join us here in Wellington. We pray for Alex in Christchurch and also for Jess here as well. Lord, would you be with the whole family, and we just uplift them to you through Christ our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
And Lord, we pray for the challenge that Monica has given us about being a cross-cultural, multicultural church. Lord, we're on a journey, and we pray that you would lead us and bless Monica and Rob as they lead us along the path. In Jesus' name, amen.